Hello, everyone. My name is Braden Brinker, and I'm a sophomore at UNI. I'm from Hudson, Iowa. I have two older siblings, Brody and Brooke. My parents are Boyd and Dawn. My mom works at a dental office, and my dad retired from the National Guard, where he served for 37 years. I've always gone to church. I went to Sunday school, then confirmation, and since then, I have volunteered on Sunday mornings. At the beginning, I did this just as a way to get my confirmation service hours in. But over the years, this has grown from something I have to do to something I want to do. When I was a sophomore in high school, my dad left for his third deployment to Iraq. As a kid, it is never easy to see him go. I missed him, and it never feels good to have a parent leave. But this one was especially hard because I was old enough to understand the danger that was waiting over there. The first 5 months were no big deal. Nothing really happened. But in March, his base started to take rocket fire very heavily. For about 2 weeks, they weren't allowed any communication with their families. We had no idea if he was alive and okay or not. Back home, it felt like there was a looming darkness in the distance that nobody wanted to talk about. We all pretended that we were okay, but inside we were assuming the worst. Then we saw on the news that three people on his base had been killed and several others were injured. That night, I remember praying to the Lord, "Please give us a sign that he is okay." Then the next day, my mom received a text that just said, "Be squared." This is something my siblings and dad have always said since we were little, because our names all start with B. It was a short and safe way for him to say, "Hey, I'm still here and I'm okay." Looking back, I can see that this was God offering a glimmer of hope to remind us that he was with us in the midst of a dark time. When senior year came around, I was nervous about the future and going to college. At the same time, there were a number of people in my life that I trusted and thought cared about me who ended up letting me down. I felt empty. I felt like the people who thought were seeing me really didn't, and I was just someone in the back burner who didn't really matter. I kind of stopped caring about what happened to me and ended up making some decisions that could have resulted in me not being here today. This was one of the darkest storms I've been through. That summer, I worked for a golf course in Waterloo, mowing fairways. I was alone for 8 to 10 hours a day, and in the beginning, I spent a lot of time thinking and being angry at the people who had wronged me or hurt people I cared about. One day, I was flipping through radio stations and found a Christian talk show where someone was sharing her story about how she had been abused and how years later, God helped her to forgive her abusers. She said that her life was a million times better. Then I thought to myself, if that happened to her and she could forgive, then maybe I could let go and forgive too. While I was sitting on the lawnmower, listening to the radio, God was meeting me and helping me to move on and heal. In college, I told myself I wasn't going to drink. I was going to study and be a great student. Well, that didn't go anywhere as planned. I started drinking for fun, but when the first midterms and exams started, it began to progressively become more. I would drink anytime I was bored, stressed, anxious, or just a way to avoid things I didn't want to face. The problem wasn't that I was drinking, it was the reason I was drinking. I could tell that this was going to be bad if it continued. So at New Year's, I told myself that I would quit drinking until summer. I made it till March. When I got home from the Jamaica trip, I learned that we put my grandfather in hospice. I used to do chores at my grandpa's house every night, and we would sit and talk for a long time. He and I were close. Then, on March 26 at 3 a.m., my dad woke me up and told me he had passed away. I started drinking more again. I wanted to forget about what had happened and try to run away from my life. That summer, I went back to work at a golf course. This has become the place where I most feel connected with God. I found my radio station again and began to listen. Started praying that I would be able to stop with the negativity of drinking and the reason behind it, and be able to be genuinely happy. Later that week, I heard someone on the radio say that happiness is like a butterfly. The more you chase it, the further it goes from you. But if you stand still, it will come to you. This hit me like a freight train. I knew that God wanted me to hear this. After that, I started to notice butterflies more. I'd be on the mower, and it looked like they were circling me. Like they were coming to me. After that, I lost my urge to drink pretty much altogether. I would try and drink and only have one and not feel like doing it anymore. I knew that this was a way that God was meeting me, offering me hope, and reminding me that He is with me. Back in the day, my confirmation verse was Psalm 18:1. I love you, Lord, my strength. Honestly, I picked it because it was short. But as I've written this story, I've seen this verse be true. In our darkest times, God meets us where we are, strengthens us, and reminds us that he is with us all the way through the storm. Thank you.